Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you this morning. Come the first Sunday is the last month of the year. Come to bring you peace, love, and joy, and happiness throughout the world. I want to pray especially for you. I want to let you know.
There comes a time
Sunday morning with the bishop
when we heed a certain call. When the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere to make a change. We are a part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
I got three people in the Mary, as we come on, you know, I want you to get the 23rd number Psalm. Press 1 when you get it. I want to start off with the reading of the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to start off with that, going into the new year, going into the last month of the year. This is December, in the last month of the year. Lots of death, lots of hate going on, lots of witchcraft going on. I'm going to have Mary to read the 23rd number Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I tell no one. But I will say to you, I'm stimulated and motivated, and I want to tell you, I want you to look for 2023 to be a blessing for you, to be an outdoor for you, to be a coming out. Those that are locked up, coming out. Those that are going to court, God told me he's going to break the yoke of the back of those that are doing evil. And I just want you to join in this morning and be a part of a service that we've been running for at least 3-4 years. And I ain't stopped yet, and don't you stop. I ain't stopped praying, don't you stop praying. I ain't stopped saying God will make a way out of no way. And when I call the name, the angels come to it. When I get the answer to come. So I want to pray for each person's family this morning. This is the fourth Sunday of December. And I got a lot to say about the fourth Sunday of December. And I want to let you know, Mary, and then after that, we're going to have testimony. And I want you to give what you feel out of you. You know, when you testify, it's something coming out of your experience. When you experience something, you can tell somebody something. If you ain't never been hungry, how can you talk about hunger? If you ain't never been rich, how can you talk about rich? But I want to tell you, you're rich in the power of the Almighty God. You are the queen of the earth. You're the goddess of the universe. And I got them saying, the man is the king of the earth. He's the goddess of the universe. And when you know that you're a god, I heard many people say, I'm a god. I heard Muhammad Ali say, I'm a god. And he was just talking on 35th and King Drive. It was South Park then. He was saying that I'm the greatest because I'm a god. I listened to him. But now I understand when you have your low, when you got low self-esteem, you can't get healed. Somebody says, oh, you sick, you're going to accept it. Don't accept nothing not of God. Don't accept nothing, you know, well, I'm sick, I'm going to die. Because you put it out in natural. You put out an astro, all is well. Put an astro, I'm feeling good. Put an astro, you know, you dress up, you feel good. I want to go out where I want to go. I want to go out somewhere I just want to be happy. Don't let nothing stop you because you got the protection of the archangel. You got the protection of the almighty God that watch over you. You ain't got to drink and try to get yourself to smoke dope or crack. Or take pills, be up. You already got it. It's in your DNA. When it's in your DNA, you have to know it. See, Grandma and all the old women used to jump up and testify. They say, I believe I testify, well, I got a chance. And they get up, Mary, they testify. Pearl, they get up, they testify. Rose, they testify. And they had a experience. The lady said, one mother got up. I got my dishwater and poured it in the garden and told God to let my potatoes and greens. She said, Bishop, I have a crop like I never had before. Prayer changed things. You know, some of you don't believe in prayer. You believe in what you see on TV. You believe on what people tell you. Them people ain't got no monopoly on God. Them people ain't got no monopoly on prayer. You ask not. Because you have not. This Sunday morning, and this is the first Sunday of December, the last month of the year. Get up and get it together. What you did in 2022, no, in 2023, you're going to do different. The sickness you got going to go away. Why? Because you ask not, you have not. You begin to ask God for what you want, and begin to ask God for what you need. He going to give it to you quick, fast, and somebody say, in a hurry. And I want you to know tonight and tomorrow night and the day and week that God's going to heal, God's going to deliver. Now, you know, I want everybody to testify that want to testify. I believe, and I want to thank those that testified last night. We had testimony. Matter of fact, we come on 7 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 7 days a week. We're talking about God. We're talking about your healing. We're talking about your faith. So we ain't no church doing that. And I want to tell you tonight, God got a breakthrough for you. I want to thank, you know, Mother Pearl testified. And her testimony motivated me because she said she had been through some things. See, some people scared to tell that they've been on dope. They're scared to tell they've been on alcohol. They're scared that they've been a pimp. They're scared to say they've been a hoe out in the street. But when God changed you, he changed body, mind, soul, and spirit. Well, you can tell somebody, I've been there, did that, ain't doing that no more. I want to tell you, this month, the angel Hamiel is the guardian angel of December, just the last month of the year. I got prophecy going into 2023. I'm going to release that. I'm going to release the prophecy before this month over. I'm getting ready for our annual gathering. I got and for things to happen. Some of you locked down in jail. Some of you locked down in your mind. Some of you locked down in your body. You're locked up, tied up, and messed up. And you're jealous and hate. You got hate in your heart. And you got to have a pure heart. You do stuff out of spite. You don't do it out of love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. You go up, sit in church, don't believe nothing the preacher said. You go to different meetings. You don't want to help nobody. But I want to tell you, that God is set high and God look low. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to tell you, as many of you that need, you need God to touch you. And as I give you scriptures today, and I want them scriptures for all the month of December, is that Jesus, reason for them is going out, getting Christmas trees, getting everything. But have you got your life together with God? Have you made up your mind that you're going to repent to God about what you need? This is a Sunday morning with the bishop, and I want to tell you, if you got a need, your premises, this is the last month of the year, and I want every one of you to see, because I want you to be blessed in a special way. I want 2023 be an open door for you. I'm praying for many of you. I'm going to call names and dates and places, give off prophecy, take the pencil down and accept the prophecy that God will give me to give you. And I want to say to you this morning, I'm excited what God going to be doing in your life. I'm excited how God has brought you a long way. You look back over your life and see how God has brought you. You know, sometimes you can't tell me. I want to say this. I marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. I marched in Marquette Park. I marched in Mississippi, Arkansas. I marched in Tennessee. I marched against the dope dealers. I marched against the gangs. God has brought me this far. I ain't about to stop now. And I want to tell you that if you ain't got no testimony, if you ain't did nothing, see, Methuselah lived 1,000 years and do nothing. Jesus lived 23 and upset the world. We still talking about Jesus. Methuselah lived 1,000 years and didn't do nothing. But Jesus lived 33 and upset the world. Good God Almighty. So I want you to be able, your testimony this morning, and I want you to be able to testify. 0994, I know you got a testimony. That's area code 312. I know you got a testimony. I want your testimony to be a testimony of what God have did for you. If God ain't did nothing for you, you don't need to testify. One lady said, I ain't got nothing to say, bitch, but I'm living. That's testimony enough. You got people 16 and some little girl got raped and killed right down there in Texas. See, so much going on. You know, and you got to be able to thank God why I have kept you and God has left you in the land of the living. Glory, hallelujah. You know, I want to say this this morning, and I'm going to have Mary Hawkins, who's been a devout member of the Seed of Abraham and been with us through thick and thin, never wavered from prayer. And death in a family, death with a husband, but she stays stuck in them. So that's a blessing in itself. When you can still say, God has been good to me. Prayer changes things. And when you have special prayer, doors open up for you. And I'm going to tell you this here. God opened up the door for you. I want to play this a little bit for you. God bless you tonight. This is Sunday morning with the bishop. Jesus is going to work it out. I wanna say this before Mary reads the 23rd number of Psalm. I got prophecy for next year. Prophecy for 2023. Jesus is reading for us. I want you to get a breakthrough for you. I want to thank Brother Joe that he was able to pick up a treat. Amen. Don't laugh, Brother Joe. Brother Joe wrapped with that tree like it was a booger bear. We got that tree up. And that show he moved quick, fast, and in a hurry. Glory, hallelujah. I laughed last night. They told me about the tree. I said, yeah. Joseph, bitch, I got it. I got the tree. And I want to tell you, God can almost glory. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to pray together. It's a blessing to be able to have somebody you can communicate with, that you can talk to, that talking positive, not talking negative. I want to say this morning, all is well. Every door closed going to open up. And I'm going to start off this morning, because I'm going to have you to testify. You have to want to testify. Your testimony, you tell everybody you have a testimony. Our lady said she had just passed, and then when she looked back, she seen a five-car pileup, but God let her pass by. When she looked in her rearview mirror, she seen that. It's a lot of stuff you got to put in your rearview mirror. A lot of negativity you got to put in your rearview mirror. You can't look back at negative stuff. You put in your rearview mirror and say, in 2023, I'm moving forward. Economic, finance, healing. And I don't care what the doctor said. I got a doctor. It's the supreme doctor. Dr. Jesus. And I want to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. And I'm having Mary Hawkins, who been faithful to prophesy the word of God. And I want to tell you this, and those that testified last night, it was good. I want you to get ready, because maybe your testimony might help somebody that's in New York, Chicago. People call me from New York, Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Minnesota. I had people call from Iowa. I had people call me from Kingston, New York. I had people call from Africa, England and Paris. People called, and they leave a message. I had Muslims call, Christians call, atheists call. I don't care who called, because God is the divine God. I just want, if God get it to me, I want to give it to you. If God give it to me, I'm going to give it to you, and God will get it through you. And you can go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. And that direction is able to help somebody, able to be a blessing to somebody, able to look up to know that God is. This is the first Sunday of December and the last month in the year. So you, all the year, God should have did something for you, and you ought to have something to say to somebody else. I'm going to Detroit, the Motor City, Detroit, where black folks build Detroit, came from Mississippi, Arkansas, and started the cars, Ford, General Motors, all that was started by black folks working in the mills, working in the steel mills in Detroit, working in the car assembly lines in Detroit. You know, Detroit is known all over the world. I was looking at a car over in China made by General Motors. General Motors and Ford and Chrysler is all over the world. They driving cars and trucks. I seen when the Taliban, they had a Ford truck over there with a gun mounted on it. What I'm saying, that we get out all over the world. America dictates to the world. And we seen the soccer playing, you know. And that, I didn't know that was so much money that those soccer players get. They done won $13 million for them games they played. I didn't know that, but we found that out. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough for you this morning. I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a special way. Now, I got some Psalms I want you to read the rest of this month. And I want you to get your pencil and paper. Now, you know, this is First Sunday. And the First Sunday always carry you to the next level and doors open up for you. And I want you to continue. Let God bless you. Mary's going to read the 23rd number of Psalms. After that, I'm going to have Pearl to come and start the testimony service off. So tonight, this morning, everybody should have a testimony about how good God been to them. Back in the day, old folks used to testify. They have a song, I better testify where I got a chance. What that means, Joe, that you need to tell that all is well. You need to tell somebody else, I'm healed. They need to leave the message and say, here's a recipe you can cook. Here's something we share. We didn't fight each other. We had 10 shootings, 5 killings last night. So we're in a lot of negativity and a lot of going on. But I got to speak to this where you might be able to understand what it's all about. See, racism, white supremacy cannot stand when people understand truth. Yeah, we've been enslaved. I don't want to hear nothing about no slavery. Because I want to say this before I bring up Nary Hawkins. I want to say this. Will Smith slapped a man on the stage, slapped another black man. Now he's gonna do a picture about slavery. We want to hear about no picture about slavery. We want to hear about what's going on in 23, 24. Will Smith needs to get somewhere and sit down and stop letting white folks dictate to him and bring it to blacks. I want to go see that picture for free. Stop running to the movie house where white folks set it up and put blacks the play the part. He's playing a slavery picture. We don't want to hear that. How come he didn't slap the man in the front of national people and ain't apologize? It don't make any difference no way, because what I'm saying, I see what's going on. You do what people look. What happened down in Georgia right now? Here's a black man, because he played football. He think he can dictate to black folks, and white folks is crazy enough. Black folks is crazy enough to vote for him, and he ain't what the bird left on the limb. And you know that's doo-doo. Let me say it again. That's doo-doo, the bird left on the limb. I'm going to say it, and I want to tell you. You got to be intelligent enough to know what's for you, what ain't for you. God made you intelligent, man. Woman, God made you intelligent. And you got to understand the hate that's going on. And they send people into your neighborhood to kill and destroy and knock your neighborhood down. Oh, hallelujah. This is the first Sunday. We're going to wake up in 2023. We're going to be a new people. We're going to be a new man, a new woman. And we're going to take it to another level. Well, we don't know if Trump's going to get in or not. We don't know if Biden's going to. Whoever, I don't care if McDonald's, Donald Duck, said I'm going to give a reparation, I'm going to vote for him. If he said, Joe, if they said, Bishop, we're going to give reparations, I don't care who he is, I'm going to vote for him, because that's money that we need to set our business up. That's the money that our ancestors worked to build this country. I want to keep it real. And once you know what's real, what's going on, you can say, glory, you can get happy, you can shout. Well, you know you're getting what old to you. Our ancestors want us to be at they pack into the churches, black and white, and they don't tell them nothing about reparations. Don't tell them nothing about the hate that's going on with our church. They tell them nothing. I'm going to leave that alone. Oh, I'm letting Mary go on and read. Okay, Mary, you can read, darling.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
You're talking a little louder. You're talking low. Talk a little louder.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for that, Mary. I'm going to keep your line open, Mary, so don't do no cussing or nothing. I had one lady on, and she was just cussing on the phone. I think Pearl had me kidding. Who that? I don't know who the Pearl, but they on the line. I'm going to open up the line for testimony. Yo, that needs to testify. Now, you don't have to. This is the first Sunday. You should have something. This is the first Sunday, and this is the last Sunday in the year. I mean, the last month in the year. So I don't write no script out. I just say what the Lord tell me, and what the answer I say give me. I got Pearl Williams, anointed woman that's been from Louisiana all the way to Detroit, and she got something to say. And I'm bringing her on for her testimony this morning. And if you want to testify, press 1 on your phone. And I know you want to testify. Pearl, you on the air for your testimony.
Give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the bishop, and to all of the saints of God. I thank God for being alive this morning. And the sheet that I covered up with last night wasn't my whining sheet.
Amen.
And I want to thank him for me being able to get up this morning and in my right mind on this last first Sunday. I mean, the last first Sunday in this month. And I want to thank the Lord because I could have been gone on, but the Lord sees fit to leave me here because he ain't finished with me yet.
Amen.
And I thank him, thank him, thank him.
I want to thank you for that testimony. I want to ask you one thing before you go. What prophecies you have for 2023, because I'm going to put it in my book, and you give it to me, I'm going to make sure I put it down. What you feel is going to be happening in 2023?
Tell about me?
Yeah. Maybe God might give you something that you've seen that, you know, the one. What you feel, I just want one thing you feel that's going to be happening next year.
I hope things will be better this year. I mean, next year than it was this year.
Okay. Pearl Williams, the things going to be better this year. Better in 2023, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that in the book. Your name going to be by. I'm going to say prophecy.
Okay.
From Mother Pearl Week, okay?
And thank you.
I'm going to send you a copy of it.
And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I just thank Pearl for that. You know, Pearl testified last night that she's been through some things. If you ain't been through nothing, you can't talk nothing. If you ain't never been home, you can't talk about nobody home. If you ain't never had no clothes, and you get clothes, you can, if you've been homeless, nowhere to stay, you can talk about it. You can know what it is to have a home, what it feels to have food in your stomach. If you ain't never been there, how can you tell somebody about it? Yeah, hello. Thank you. Mary, you can do your testimony now.
I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for clothing me in my right mind, because without him, I couldn't have made it today or any other day. I thank him for everything that my sister has done for me back in the day. She did a lot for me, and I thank God for it. And I thank God for what you're doing for my son. And I thank God for everything, though, bitch, for everything. And I thank everybody that's on the line woke up this morning. Father God, I thank him for everything. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I thank you for that testimony, Mary. Now, what is your prophecy for 2023?
You say what?
What you see happening for 2023, what is your prophecy? I'm going to put it in the book what you said.
Oh, I got to think about it.
Okay, well, you got all the month to think about it. When I get ready to see the book, I'm going to call you anyway. So God gave you a prophecy. See, the prophecy don't just depend on me. God give people things. One lady said she seen Kennedy was going to be killed. And she called and people and told her. So sometimes God gives you prophecy to tell you what's going to be happening in the next year, okay? Now, I got a prophecy I'm going to put in the book. Things gonna, and one of the things I'm going to say, we're going to have a cyber warfare in 2023 going to 2024. What that means, the bridges might lock up and the lights might be cut off. That's just one of them. But I got many more, but I just want to give you that today. And God is able. I'm going to 75, 89. I want to know, can you testify? See, some people, they out and about. They ain't got the hand up. I ain't going to mess with them. So all of them got the hand up. I'm going to testify. I'm praying this morning for a breakthrough. Now, I want to say this here. Happy birthday to those who have birthday. Merry birthday. Merry Scott birthday. Merry Hawkins birthday. Sherry birthday. Bessie birthday. Birthday for the birthday for Mother Bass and her husband's birthday, the Bass family, and the birthday for Sister Lena, her birthday, and Sister Deborah Pickett, her birthday, to Deborah and her family. There's a lot of birthdays. Reverend A.I. Dunlap in the spirit world. Reverend Ben Rawls in the spirit world. And Sister Lena in the spirit world. Those that in the spirit world birthdays in this month, I called them out and I'm going to cross over with them. And I just want to sit as him. I'm going to play with him. This is Chuck Berry gave a prophecy. He said short dresses. And you know people wearing short dresses and pants. And when you made this record, this is Brother Chuck Berry. I'm just saying a little bit Brother Chuck Berry. And happy birthday to him too. And Brother Chuck Berry was the first to take a guitar and dance with it. He was the king of guitar. But he never did get a award for it. But every white person that picked the guitar up, they had to come behind Chuck Berry. And Chuck Berry could dance with the guitar, put it over his shoulder, and never lose a tune.
More than that I cannot add.
See, and that's the kind of stuff that he did. See? That was Chuck Berry did. See? I just want to say that to some things that you got to give honor to them. He's in the spirit world, but some of the things he said come true. Okay? And white and black, he just didn't have a black audience. He had a worldwide audience. And I just want to say that sometimes you have to look at what's going on, what's happening, what people are giving you, and you know what's happening. Chuck Berry, the father and the king. Ain't nobody be king like for me. Anybody got a guitar that's ready to learn from me? But Chuck Berry. Thank you, Chuck. That was probably Chuck Berry with that. I had to do that because his spirit come to me last night. But Bishop, ain't nobody give me the honor that I was the first somebody dance with guitar and I could take the guitar and make a talk and walk with it on one feet. Sometimes we forget our leadership. We forget about the people that built so much. Like Henry Ford was the one that created, and gave it to Henry Ford. And Ford made it richer worldwide. You have to understand the work we did. Reverend A.I. Dunlap, that was Marge's coalition, come to Chicago and march with jobs for black folks when black folks couldn't work in construction. See, these are some of the things that happened, and we honored him and his family. Hey, I've done left, Reverend. I've done left. See, and there's a lot. When I remember when Chicago black men didn't arrest white folks, all used to arrest were black folks. But all that changed under Commander Hunter, who was the first captain that turned that stuff around. I just want to let you know there's a lot of history that's coming back up. Thank you, James. And I want you to get ready for a breakthrough for you and, you know, a door open up for you. Now, on Tuesday night, we're going to do crossover. And I want you to bring the person name going on with you from them, And I want you to understand what's going on in 2023, where you can prepare for what you need to do. And some things going to come out that you need to listen or call your friends or call your family to listen on Tuesday, because Vince is going to be giving out some prophecy that you ain't going to get from nobody else. Okay? We're doing it directly from the power and energy of God. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, Lisa's still doing taxes, and she ain't stopped doing taxes, and we're going to motivate her taxes, okay? So get ready. And we on from 11 to 12. Put this down. From 11 to 12 on Sunday, and it's Sunday morning with the bishop. So that means that I might preach, and I might do some other stuff, but it's up to you. Thank you, guys. It's up to you to be, to hear the word, and the word will break through for you. Somebody's a preacher. I need a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you. When God do something special for you, every door closed will open up.
We ask you, God, to touch you this morning as we get ready to go to the next level. I want you to get ready to receive what God got for you. And every door closed
will be open. God bless you. Get ready for that door to open up quick, fast, and in an early. I got 75 to take your hand up. You got a testimony.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I just first want to give honor to God. I thank God for waking me up this morning and my family, allowing us to see a day that wasn't promised to us. I'm thankful for all that God has done, all that he's doing, and all that I know that he's going to do. I thank God for favor, and I thank God for his many blessings. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for you, Bishop Turner, a man that God uses. And I'm blessed, and I thank God for that. Amen. I'm asking all the saints to continue to pray for me and my family.
God bless you for that testimony. I want to tell you, this is probably I'm giving you. Next year, 2023, is going to be an over family. And you, I know you don't see it, but that's what I see. Now, what problems you got for 20? What problems you got for 2023?
For 2023, one thing I want to say is about the last being first. So even though right now it may not look like, you know, we are prospering, but if we take heed and take advantage of some of the things that's going on, then we will be first.
So you saying the last that God's going to make us first on a lot of things that we've been behind in. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, I'm going to put this in the book. But one thing I'm going to say, that means there's lots of stuff been hid, God going to bring it out. And
that's
in 2023, we're going to see it. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir, definitely.
God bless you. Thank you for that. I thank you for your testimony. Because when you testify, people get touched, open up for people. I want to thank those that want to testify the power of God and those that want doors to open up for them. God is still, on this first Sunday, is still a door to be opened up for you. Christmas is the reason for the season, but Jesus is the reason for the season. So don't get caught up in doing something special with God and touching somebody. You see, what I'm saying to you this morning, as you bless somebody gonna bless you. If you got a need, you plant that seed. And you plant that seed, God gonna give it back to you. Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about, what you might not understand. Take a handful of corn and throw it out in the garden. When it rains, gonna go down and corn gonna come up. So I believe in harvesting. You see, you harvest. You reap what you sow. When you sow good seeds come back. And whatever you need, and this is what Solomon said. Solomon told the Lord, I don't need no more gold or nothing. It's enough to be of the temple. See, sometimes he give you an overflow of gold and silver. So I want to tell you this morning, God is getting ready for an overflow for you. I want you to accept that. Don't take nothing negative. Take stuff positive. And this scripture, Psalms 119, Psalms 91, Psalms 37, Psalms 23. Those psalms will carry you through to 2023. And it's going to master all the evil that's trying to come up with you. You got some evil men and women. You got people that evil that you have to pray. You have to know what scripture to read to turn the evil back. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. And Psalms 27 and Psalms 118. And, you know, and I got Psalm 23. But what I'm saying to you, you can't stop. You can't let nothing intimidate you. You got to look up and don't let your children or your family member, because they don't know what you know. They haven't walked in your shoes a day, so they can't tell you, dictate to you things. I don't want to hear that negativity. If you ain't talking about love, joy, and peace, here they go. Hello. I want to change that. Peace and love. You say, hello. That means that you're going back to hell in a low thought. That means when you call me, I said peace and love. And you begin to say peace, love, and joy, and you can put a question mark and say money. Peace, love, and money. So if I call you and you say hello, I know you're still in hell. You're a lullaby. Well, if I call you and you say peace and love, Bishop, I say, okay. You give me something positive. Stop letting people give you negative stuff. If I don't do nothing going into 2023, change your language. Change your language. All is well. I'm healed. I'm delivered. Don't accept nothing negative. Don't accept failure. Because when you fail, all you're going to do is get up and try again. So when God gives you something, he's going to go for you. Matthew 6:3 says, seek first the kingdom of God. What are you talking about? The righteousness of God. When you're a much right woman and you're a much right man, the evil cannot attack you because you're going to speak against it. The word of God is down in your belly. It's down in you. When you said something, you say, well, I don't know what I'm going to say. God will give you the word and you can back up. But you know why? Because they're doing demon work. You're doing anointing work from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So when you begin to give something good, God's going to open up for you, and God's going to touch you. You know, we got a lot of people going through something because they don't know that God has already checked them and got them in a good way. So you got to get ready to know that God heal, God deliver, God sanctify, and God can heal you. Every testimony this morning, there's a blessing. There's something laid up for you, your children, your family, but you got to claim it. See, when this will happen, when they went to the garden, Adam and Eve was in the garden. God gave them control of the garden. But you got to accept when God gives you something. Sometimes you don't accept it. You wonder why? Because if it's cold outside and I give you a coat, you don't wear the coat. The coat sitting up in the house ain't doing you no good. So when God gives you a revelation knowledge, you got to do it. Revelation knowledge, somebody being healed in their hands. Their hands been messed up. God is healing them. Somebody in their neck area being healed as I speak this morning. And I want to say to you, in some, the devil has got you off of the trail of being anointed. The devil has crossed body, mind, God. I want you to get ready to claim your healing. I was talking to a young man. He said, Bishop, there's so many people, so many young folks depressed. They drink alcohol. They alcoholics don't know it. You got some of them smoking cocaine and snorting cocaine and taking pills to move headaches, and can't nothing move it but the power of God, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God. I want to say to you, I want to give you something. All is well on this first Sunday. It's a breakthrough. It's a moment away from your life. You got to claim your healing, claim your success. And Lisa always said, God got me. And y'all said, what that mean? That means that you have already said, God going to see about me. Some of you, well, I don't know what's going to happen. And if God got you, God going to keep you in a certain way. And God going to open that door for you. I want to tell you this morning, body, mind, soul, and spirit, and God got you, and God going to carry you to the next level. God going to carry you to that level what things going to work for you, and God going to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. In all that ways, God, he will direct your path. And I want to tell Joe, you're getting a little religious on me. I see you grab and wrestle with a tree. I know that has to be God. And Joe know what I'm talking. I ain't telling nobody. I see him pick up a whole tree. And you got to have strength of Samson. Amen. I know you don't cut his hair because he got the strength of Samson. He picked up that tree and walked with it. I'm going to leave that alone. But what I'm saying to you, God is able to bless you, and God is able to carry you to that next level tonight. In all that way, acknowledge God in your life. You don't know the way, but God has already made the way. And sometimes people don't know that God has made the way for them, so they get caught up, wrapped up, and don't know. Christmas is good, but it's good to know the reason why. Jesus is the reason for the season. Okay? So I want the word to carry you to the next level. I want the word to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And when God heals you, you're going to be able to heal somebody else. You're going to be able to tell somebody all is well. You're going to be able to say, Christmas means to me love. For God so loved the world, he gave his own Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but what? Everlasting life. What I'm saying, he's getting ready to carry you to another level. He's getting ready for the ancestors to come, for the ancestors to come to give you what's being owed to us. You know, there's a lot of people, they caught up. But I want to tell you, if you hold fast, if you read them scriptures, let me say it again. Pearl, this is for you. Psalms 119, Psalms 91, Psalms 37, Psalms 23. And also, as you read that, that's going to be a blessing for you going into next year. St. Matthew 6:33, Psalms 27, and Psalms 118. Those are the Psalms I want you to meditate on. I want you to read them, and I want you to know whatever you need, I see the anointing of the Almighty sharing the power with you and the power to break the yoke of negativity, or the power to heal your body and your mind. And that's what you need. You need a breakthrough, quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what you need. You need a door that opens up for you. If you got the need, you plant a seed. But I want to let you know, God will work it out for you. And God ain't playing. He's going to do something special for you. This month is the month of you being able to tell God all is well, and be able to say, I know what's going on in my life is better. What's going on in my life is led by the power of the Almighty God. What will you render to him this morning? Body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I'm not tired yet. Don't be tired, because you got a ways to go. And you got every door closed. And I want to tell you, it's going to be open up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Or messed up. Say, I'm just going through something. See, when God carry you through something, it's for teaching purposes. For you to learn, well, you can share it with somebody else. So when that happens, you say, I've been there, did that, I know about that, I know God. Sometimes you got to know that Father opened our eyes that we might see. Sometimes we're in the blind. And sometimes we wonder why so much happening to us. And I've got to say, I'm praying for those families in the reed. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Get ready and claim the healing and the living that God got for you. And what God got for you, can nobody take it. Plant your seed. I want to tell you, this is your miracle month. This is your month for miracles, breakthrough, and you name it, you claim it. See, God told Moses, speak to the rock. He speak to it. Then he told Moses to hit the rock. He hit the rock, but when he got it, sudden God said, speak to it. You have to speak now to speak to what God got for you. You have to speak to it. You have to see it.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, just say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. To be what I have known. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Better give y'all a
you got to know you can unlock the door.